There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Program we call What's On Your Mind for a very simple reason. It's the name of the show for a very simple reason. What's on your mind? We ask because we want to know. Simple as that. 800-228-0550 to let us know what is on your mind. I'm Scott Hennen. This fellow right here is Todd the Radio God Mitchell.
Hello!
And we're both sick of the cold, but it's not going to last long.
And the wind, too. I mean, yeah. You know, I'd like to not have to run down the block and get my front door back so I can put it back on my house.
We also realize it's winter. It's my favorite saying when people complain about the cold and the wind and the temperatures. It is only winter.
For another 17 days, though.
Not even. I mean, my gosh, I was looking ahead today, and there's 50s and 60s in the forecast within, the middle of next week in a lot of places. So, I mean, it's good. If you look at the temp... today, ugh. Tomorrow, mezza. By Thursday, you start really getting into nice temps. Really, really nice stuff. So, really good weather out there. Anyway, if by the way, you're encountering anything in the way of treacherous driving conditions while you're out there in this winter weather Tuesday we find ourselves, and we have a hazardous weather outlook in western North Dakota, a winter weather advisory in eastern North Dakota, and it's mainly because of the wind. You got a little bit of a little bit of snow accumulation, not a lot. We're talking in the east 1 to 2 inches possible, but this wind is what's doing it. Gust of 45 miles an hour, and so it's really dangerous wind chills east and west, and that's causing the big problem. If you're running into any travel issues at all, please let us know, would you? 800-228-0550. A couple of things we have planned for you today. We are going to talk to our friends from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Tuesdays, of course. We always have the good folks from the North Dakota Farm Bureau sponsor our fine program, and we usually get a chance to talk ag topics, and we shall again today on the program, so we're looking forward to that. So stay tuned for that coming up here in just a little bit. We actually, it's Farm Bureau Week next week. Did you know that? We're going to be in Wishick, North Dakota a week from today for Farm Bureau Week, as a matter of fact, and looking forward to that. So we'll have a little preview of Farm Bureau Week with Kerry Moore, who's the North Dakota Farm Bureau Promotion and Education Committee rep, and Farmland, the movie. If you haven't seen it, it's worth seeing, and there are going to be some showings next week, so we'll tell you about that, too. Lieutenant Tom Iverson will be here next hour for Trooper Talk. That's one of our favorite hours. We do it usually in... an hour, try to do it monthly, and if not monthly, every other month, and enjoy it. So there's no such thing as a stupid question. Anything on the rules of the road, anything about enforcement, anything that is sort of a, kind of a pain, something that sticks in your craw there a little bit about fellow drivers, any questions you have, Lieutenant Tom Iverson's the guy to ask from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. He'll be here taking your calls for the Trooper Talk next hour on the program as well. We're trying to track down the sheriff in McKenzie County. A man on the loose there involved in a shooting incident. Sounds like it started as a domestic incident, and he fled, but he does have a pistol. The McKenzie County authorities concerned about that, so we're trying to track down the sheriff so we can get you an update on that as well. A lot of stories that we are covering. Benjamin Netanyahu will today speak at the at a joint session of Congress. By the way, I saw a list here this morning of some senators that are not going. Al Franken. Opting out. There's a bunch of them opting out. How's that for a diss? We did hear from someone yesterday. I forget who. Somebody called and said they wanted to know if she was going to go and was encouraged. Somebody actually called us and said, I'm calling Senator Heitkamp's office, and they wouldn't tell me if she's going or not. And then somebody else called and said that she was going. So she's not on this list, so she'll be there today. But anyway, so that's happening. We have a local North Dakotan making it to the next round on The Voice. You watch The Voice, Todd?
Not as much as I was watching it, but I've watched it off and on.
You have The Voice. You should be on The Voice. They need like a radio talk show competition so we could just talk. I'd go on The Voice if I could just talk.
That's funny.
But if I were on The Voice to sing, their chairs would be pointing the other way, and they'd be gesturing you know, with a hook or something. It wouldn't.
I like the aspect of. Because the premise, if you're not familiar with the show, the premise is the chairs of the judges are turned around so they can't see the stage. The audience can.
Right.
And you start singing. If you like what you hear as a judge, you hit the button, you turn around, then you get to see what you're looking at. Or if none of the judges turn around, then the contestant, you know, doesn't end up on anybody's team. So
it's the way to do it.
I'd like to be.
I want to be Eddie Haskell and Leave It to Beaver. If I had to pick a show I could be on, I think that'd be the one I'd want to be.
Isn't he a little old by now? Or you want to set the clock all the way back?
I do want to be in
black and white TV, huh?
What show would you want to be on? You think that would you know, if you could pick any show, and that would best display your talents? I could not sing like Michael Lear.
I don't have any talents.
Unbelievable how he knocked it out of the park. Singing last night, so kudos to the North Dakota Shanley grad from a couple of years ago, Fargo boy, and doing well on The View. So not The View, The Voice. Sorry, The View. There you go.
The View. That's the show I want to see you on. The View.
I'll take that one. Let me replace Whoopi Goldberg there. Roseanne Barr.
No. You got to be on with Whoopi, with Joy Behar. And you don't get to have Hasselbeck on with you either.
I would love it. I would absolutely love
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd be watching that one.
All right. So we have the North Dakota on The Voice. If there, by the way, is a show you'd like to be on, tell me what it is. All right. And the story, though, above all, we got Hillary Clinton in the emails. Have you seen that? Another Clinton, another rule of law disregarded. Looks like laws were broken when she was Secretary of State, where she had her own personal email account. Didn't ever have a secretary official email account at the State Department, according to the New York Times. Are you kidding me?
Interesting.
You want to be president.
I wonder how much of that email thing ends up happening with other people. But on the other hand, if you never had an official email, one that you're supposed to have been using, oops.
Yeah, yeah. Here is the story of all the stories, though, we're covering today and have mentioned that really has my attention. Have you heard about this woman in Grafton, North Dakota, accused of locking four young children in a dog cage?
Oh, man.
In her basement, turning off the lights as punishment. 23-year-old Jordan McKay Nelson charged with four counts of abuse and neglect of a child and felonious restraint.
Well, that wasn't all the punishment, though.
Court documents said the children ages 5 to 9 were held under terrorizing conditions and that at least one of them was forced to eat dog food. Is that what you're talking about, Todd?
Uh-huh.
During a police interview, a little boy drew a picture of himself in the kennel with the words, "Help me." Oh, my gosh. It rips my heart out to hear this. A police affidavit said Nelson is in a relationship with the children's biological mother. Her lawyer did not immediately return a phone call seeking comment. A preliminary hearing is set for April 13th. I'm a little confused about that. So the mom, the woman accused is not the mom of the children, but is in a relationship with the mom? Is that what the deal is? Did you get that out of that, Tom?
No, I'm confused. I have to double check that.
Okay, you tell me there.
But just the premise itself, though, is she's accused of putting the kids in the kennel.
Yeah, I don't think it's the mom is what I'm saying, but the mom is party to this because she's, you know,
invited the
person into her home. My question is, what is, you know, number one, this is obviously some sick, twisted, you know, there's a form of mental illness here. So
you think?
You know, that's something we need to keep in mind. But my overwhelming sense is to want to just picture myself on the jury and wondering what I would hand out in the way of punishment for this. I mean, who does that to a child? Who puts a child in a dog cage down in the basement with the lights on? Can you imagine the fear of these poor kids?
You know, I'm of the ilk that would, you know, assuming she is found guilty of this or she admits being guilty of it, then she gets that punishment.
So, judge and jury, are you with Todd? That, you know, she can have the same punishment? Are we going to say, you know what, obviously there's some mental illness here and this woman needs help? Which camp are you in? 800-228-0550.
I'm not denying the existence of mental illness, though. I mean, maybe there is some mental illness. I'll put it this way. Let me modify my my stance a little bit. If there is no mental illness,
she
gets the punishment. I certainly hope there is. That would be a much better explanation than this is somebody clearly thinking and doing that.
I'm not a doctor, and I don't play one on the radio. But I don't know how there couldn't be. I mean, does anybody without mental illness do something like this? I don't
know. Well, there are people, but...
But I also don't buy that as an excuse for every, you know, horrific thing people do either.
Right.
There is evil in this world, and it needs to be punished. You're judge and jury. What do you do here? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Grafton, North Dakota. Here, among us.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't one of those, like, weird country kinds of things. This is our backyard here now.
It's here. It's right here.
Man, nasty.
What do you do? That story, more than any other, just whacks you upside the head to say, are you kidding me? Unbelievable. All right. Let me know what you think. You got the news of the day. We missed one you think big time. Let us know. Got a road report. We'll take that too. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Attention all ranchers concerned with the North Dakota State Beef Checkoff. House Bill 1238 passed in the House for an increase in your beef checkoff assessment. It is now going to be heard in the Senate Ag Committee on March 6th at 8 a.m. in the Brynhild Hogland Room. If you have concerns regarding an increase that is being forced upon you legislatively rather than by the producer being able to vote, you need to voice your opinion by contacting the Senate Ag Committee members and your senator. Go to nd.gov to obtain your senator's contact information. The Independent Beef Association of North Dakota opposes this bill as does not allow the cattle producer the right to vote.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Membership has its benefits. NDFB.org, that's the website, NDFB.org for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. It's Farm Bureau Week next week. We're going to tell you more about that coming up later on in the program. But you don't have to wait till Farm Bureau Week to check out how you could save money. Rent a car from Avis, need a hearing aid from Beltone, buying a piece of equipment from Case IH, staying at a Choice Hotel, buying a Chevy, a GMC, a Buick. $500 off above the dealer discount. shopping at Office Depot, buying an Open Road Honda, Polaris, cell phone plans, Sam's Club, Sears, buying clothes at Vanity, or staying at a Wyndham Hotels and resorts. All, every one of those, $50 family membership, boom, you get savings from that. It's a great investment. Check it out at ndfb.org. They bring you today's What's on Your Mind. Rick in Kindred, North Dakota. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, good morning. The situation with the children in the kennel, it's a sensitive situation. I honestly don't know how to respond entirely, but my heart goes out to the children and all involved. My first thought was, by default stay, the courts typically award custody to the children. Now, if there's a father involved, my first thought was going back to last fall when the state voted on, whether by default that both mother and father have equal custody, and that's where I kind of just left it lay there. I don't know what else to think of, but
obviously hindsight being 20/20, these children were not with the best parent.
Correct.
We know that now, right?
I know, yeah. And that's why I just kind of that's why my first thought was back to last fall. We all probably typically feel that all mothers are, loving and warm, and it's just one of those bad situations.
Yeah, and of course we just don't know enough to know where is the father. Did he want custody? Is he involved?
True.
It's you're right. It's awful all the way around. It's just cases like this where you just say that there just needs to be some sort of punishment that, in my mind, fits the crime. It's horrific. Anything involving a child, to me, just goes to a completely different level.
Right, because they can't protect themselves.
Yeah, they're vulnerable. Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call, Rick. Thank you very much. And I guess if I was an advocate for some changes in North Dakota's law, then you'd probably use this. But I guess I need to know a little more information, but I take your point. Clark Kildare, North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I agree that dog kennel thing is a bad thing. However, there are other instances. My son is going through a divorce right now, been for 9 months, and his wife keeps telling the four children that he is a terrible, bad person. And she won't call the two boys what she has in his custody. He calls the girls every night, which are in her custody. But she tells all the children all the time that their dad is a bad, bad, bad person. And he never says anything bad about her. But the children, welfare people, whoever they are, she called them on him. They came into his home, and everything is great. And somebody else called them on her because she has dogs and cats in her house and feces and stuff in the kids' room, and they basically don't do anything to her. The other thing that I'd like to find out is why that the law enforcement doesn't stop people at stop signs. Wherever you go throughout the oil field or probably any place in North Dakota, people run stop signs all the time, and they don't do nothing about it. I don't see it anyway. Thank you.
All right, Clark, you're talking about in the city or out on the where are you talking?
Out in the country. Going up and down 85, along 200, any highway on the road, people run stop signs probably 90% of the time.
All right, so in other words, on 85, you're talking about if people are trying to enter onto 85 from one of the cross section roads.
Well, you come up to the intersection of 285, or up to 285 up on the north end, or 49 and 200 down by Beulah. Wherever there's a stop sign, you're coming out in town at any of the gas stations. They run the stop sign.
Yeah, well, we have the Highway Patrol with us next hour. Ask them about it. How much they and your contention is, an officer sees this happen, doesn't do anything about it?
Well, I don't. all they got to do is sit within a quarter mile or a couple hundred feet of a stop sign and start stopping these people and giving tickets. And I don't see them doing it. Because people keep doing it. Like I said, I think it's 90% of the people do it.
90% of people don't stop at stop signs.
That's what I think.
All right. See if anybody else agrees with Clark, and we'll ask the Highway Patrol about it, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Problem. Yep. What do they decide to enforce? 800-228-0550. Tell us what's on your mind today. Facebook suggestions for the punishment of a Grafton woman accused of locking four children in a dog kennel. If you were the judge and jury, what would the punishment be? Cameron says dog food and water diet. Marianne says out behind the barn in the manure pile and be done with her. All right. Sandra says, I think you should be discussing the Hillary Clinton snafu and her private emails. Well, we did bring it up. It's in the New York Times. It's also posted on our Facebook page today. I think most people hear about a Hillary Clinton brush with the law or controversy and they yawn. I don't know, because they're just used to so many. The Clinton clan. You know what's surprising to me about this one? The New York Times is the one doing the investigation.
That, there is an irony there, isn't there?
Huh. It's, and, you know, it tells you the magnitude of this. There's no denying there's some issues here. So,
yeah.
No question about it.
I mean, if it were on the Fox News Channel, it wouldn't be a shocker. If it were on the Washington Times, it wouldn't be a shocker. But if it were the Washington Post or the New York Times, yeah, a little bit of a different feeling to it than at that point.
Exactly right. Barack Obama and Benjamin Netanyahu have different approaches to the threat from Iran. Netanyahu yesterday in a speech previewing, I guess, what will be the speech today that everybody will be talking about is Benjamin Netanyahu has just arrived on Capitol Hill and will give a speech, I don't know exactly when, but fairly soon here. He vowed that Israel will continue to stand up for its right to exist against the growing threat posed by Iran and said Israel cannot be passive in the face of Iranian threat. Is he right? Who's right? Obama? Benjamin Netanyahu. Camber says, certainly isn't Netanyahu. Peggy says, Bibi, definitely. Dan says, Obama hasn't been right on anything. Use the Arab Spring as an example here. So the safe money is on Bibi. All right. Thanks for your Facebook comments. And feel free to share the photo that Todd has up about a black and blue puppy. You really are just trying to reignite that whole dress debate.
Well,
aren't you?
I mean, you got to admit it.
Yeah. It is
it works.
A little, it's adorable. Yeah. Check it out. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, Tuesday edition. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better. Look for the red, white, and blue and fill up. They connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields, and you get choice at the pump and great deals all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. I love the 4 for $4 deal. That's where you get a personal pan, hot stuff pizza, two cookies, plus your choice of coffee or soda, 20-ounce soda or coffee, four items for $4. Choice of cookies, too. What kind of pizza you like? It is fantastic. A single-item pizza, two cookies, coffee or soda, 4 for $4 at PetroServe USA locations. Here's another great deal. All month long, Deli Express Big Chuck Sandwiches, $2.89 to $3.59. The Cattleman, $2.89. The Trade Winds Teaser, only 69 cents. Hershey Assorted Mini King Size Bars, 2 for $2.50. Or the Jack Links, the Squatch Sticks are 99 cents at a PetroServe USA location near you. Stop in and see them. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Before the top of the hour, rolling on with What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We're chatting a moment here. Carrie Moore, District 4 representative of the Farm Bureau. Her and her husband raise soybeans, wheat, barley, and cover crops, as well as sheep and chickens near Rock Lake. So we'll talk with Carrie in just a moment. Looking forward to that conversation. Jody, traveling 994, wanted to weigh in, though, and Tom in Jamestown here, too, so let's get them in quickly, and then we'll chat with Carrie. Next hour, North Dakota Highway Patrol Lieutenant Tom Iverson for Trooper Talk on the program today. Hello, Jody, what's on your mind?
Hi, I just wanted to talk about that Nelson girl. I don't agree with what she has done, but I do know that her growing up was not very, it was probably the same thing done to her.
We're doing, just for folks that missed this, Jordan McCain Nelson is the 23-year-old woman charged with locking the four young children in the dog cage at in a basement in Grafton.
Right.
Okay, so you know this woman, Jody?
Yes, I do. I've known her since she's been a child. And she's been abused badly by her stepmother. And she was always bullied in school. And I think she just doesn't know how to treat children because she's treating them like she was treated. I mean, I don't think this is right that she's done this. But
when you say treated like she was treated, was she put in a cage in a basement?
I have no idea if that was done to her, but I wouldn't doubt it because her stepmother was very not nice to her.
Yeah, that's awful.
Yes, it is. And
that's awful.
I mean, I'm not sticking up for her or anything like that, but I just think that they need to look into her background because she probably does need a lot of help.
Yeah. As we said earlier, some mental illness obviously there, and it sounds like some of that maybe caused by how she was raised. Awful. You know, not uncommon either, unfortunately. Just a very sad deal. What about the mother? Do you know anything about the mother, these kids?
No, I don't. I've never seen the mother or anything. And the father was just one of those that was there part-time, just kind of let her go, you know. And the stepmother was terrible.
How many kids, do you know?
I think she was an only child, but and then there was another.
No, I'm saying how many kids
child.
Because all it says in the story I've read here is that court documents said the children aged 5 to 9 were held under terrorizing conditions, but it doesn't. So it's more than one.
I thought there were 4 children involved. I thought that's what that said.
Oh yeah, I don't know anything about her now.
Yeah. All right, Jody.
When she was a child.
Yeah, here's another story. It says four children, so thanks.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. He's keeping four kids confined in a dog kennel. So.
Yeah.
With the lights off.
I don't condone that. I don't like that idea at all. You know.
No, I know. Nobody thinks you're condoning it. I understand what you're saying.
I just feel kind of sorry for her because she probably doesn't know any better, you know.
Because a lot of those abusive situations are, you know, handed down generations. You're right. I mean, that happens a lot. I hope we can break the cycle here now.
Yeah.
Right. I just thought she needed a positive talk too, you know, instead of all negative. So.
Jody, appreciate the call. Thank you. Tom, Jamestown, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I'd just like to talk about Benjamin Netanyahu, who is going to address Congress today, and how important that is going to be. I don't think a lot of people realize what the situation is in the Middle East, how terrible it could be if Iran was able to obtain or else make nuclear weapons. They would be able to blackmail Israel and probably the United States indirectly if they were ever allowed to be able to manufacture nuclear weapons. So I'm really hoping that the speech today to Congress will result in hopefully President Obama taking another look at what needs to be done as far as stopping this, because they're probably getting very, very close to being able to develop a nuclear weapon. All you have to do is go back to what occurred in Iraq with Saddam Hussein. And it started out where we were able to monitor what was going on. That was the deal that was made. And then gradually Saddam Hussein created a situation where there was less and less monitoring, until there was no monitoring and we had absolutely no idea what they were doing in Iraq. And the same thing could happen, in Iran, but with probably more deadly consequences.
Good points, Tom. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. And the bottom line, we all want to heed Todd's, comments there. Take the threat seriously. That's all he's trying to say. Take this threat seriously. Don't play footsie with these guys. Appreciate the call. 22 before the top of the hour. Carrie Moore is here, District 4 representative for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. She's a member of the Farm Bureau Promotion and Education Committee. And next week is a big week, Farm Bureau Week. So we wanted to talk about some of the events happening, including the showing of the movie Farmland. And Carrie and her husband, Jason, as I mentioned, farm near Rock Lake. And do I understand correctly you have a pumpkin patch in the fall, Carrie? Is that right?
Yes, we do. We have Crocus View Farms Pumpkin Patch.
I already know that's my favorite part of your operation. That's pretty cool.
We have a lot of kids and adults come through, and it's just been, this last year was our second year, and it was just amazing. We more than tripled the people that came through and the people that we reached, teaching them about egg education and just getting them hands-on out on the farm. It's just been an amazing experience.
Yeah, fantastic. That's really neat. Well, let's talk a little bit about Farm Bureau Week. The movie Farmland is one every city slicker ought to see, right? Just so we understand where I love the movie. It was well done, and you're bringing it back for Farm Bureau Week. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to try to show it in as many locations as possible. A lot of the counties are going to do it, and then the Collegiate Farm Bureau got their hands in it, and they're going to try to show it as much as they can as well. The film is done very, very well. Everyone should see it, farmer or not.
And you say, do we know where it's going to be shown yet?
We are going to try, in Towner County, we're going to try to do it at the Audi Theater. And then I believe at the colleges, they're going to try to do it on campus. But each county, it's going to be up to them. So just get a hold of your county president. Or you can call Fargo and talk to the education committee members there, and they should have a listing of where it's going to be played all over the state.
Yeah, fantastic. That'll be great. If you just, again, look for it, seek it out. It's worth doing for sure. And what other kinds of things are you guys doing to promote agriculture? Farmland's a great one. I mean, like I say, I would recommend it for everybody. You learn a ton, and you really get a sense of what's happening. And it's amazing. As much as North Dakota is a rural state, an ag state, how many people are really clueless to, you know, the kind of operations that happen and the ways that we get our food. So it's amazing, which is one of the reasons you have an education committee, right? And are getting the word out. What else are you going to be doing on Farm Bureau Week?
We're going to be shooting to do a lot of special assignment pizzas. It's with the fourth graders. And we just go in and talk about products that are used to make pizza that are all grown on North Dakota farms. Plants, dairy, meat, oils, wheat, sugar. We're going to be doing it in Rolette March 11th at the Memorial Hall. And that's going to include Rolla, Rolette, St. John, Turtle Mountain, and Candu schools. And Devil's Lake is going to do theirs on April 28th. From 9:15 to 2:40 at their Memorial Hall, and we're still looking for volunteers. So any dairy farmers or sugar beet farmers, oil producers that would like to come in and chat with some kids and tell them what they do every day, that would be perfect. They can get a hold of me or go on the website and find any contacts and get in touch with us, and we'll get you where you need to be.
So who knew? You know, Italy likes to lay claim to the pizza, but you're changing the origin of pizza. I like that.
Yep. North Dakota can produce its own pizza, so we're pretty lucky.
Yeah, no kidding. So walk me through that now again. The North Dakota touches on a pizza.
Yep, we talk about how the dairy products, the cheese made in it, comes from the dairy farms. The meat that's on it comes from all our livestock producers. The oils that are in it, whether it be canola, peanut oil, sunflowers, that's all grown here. The wheat, our state mill, the sugars that are in the sauce from the tomatoes to the crust, those are all grown in sugar beets over in the valley. So they can connect each product on their pizza is related to a farmer. And then they get a serving of pizza in the afternoon to tie it all together and feed them, and that always works great with kids.
That's a great idea. That's wonderful. So that'll be happening next week as well. What else? Anything else you want to tell folks about, Carrie?
We have the new Ag Careers for You app, and that's geared towards the high school and the college students, and it's got, I think, 21 career categories, and you can click on one, and it gives you what an average salary would be, what your job would be, potential employers that are in that category that you would be able to contact and talk to directly. A lot of egg in the classroom they've been doing. We try to get into as many egg shows across the state fair. We have a bunch of scholarships that are due in April. That's a good thing. You can go online under the education tab under NorthDakotaFarmBureau.org. And there's two for high schools and two for college, I believe. And then you can check with your county, too. I know two counties in particular. Towner County does one. But you would have to contact the school, and their county farm bureau does their own application for a scholarship. So there's at least five opportunities out there for college and high school students.
That website is a great resource, folks, at ndfb.org, ndfb.org. And, of course, like Carrie in Towner County, so many of these Farm Bureau folks at the county level, the county Farm Bureau, really are active with a lot of great things going. So connect with your local county Farm Bureau and go to town and take it all in next week. It's going to be a fun week. Plus, the weather looks fabulous. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's really the 10-day forecast is off the charts nice.
I've just learned in North Dakota to go day by day.
Exactly right, especially winter. You just never know. But, no, it looks really good. After this little cold snap here and this deal, it's looking pretty good, so that's great. All right, Carrie, thanks for the update on Farm Bureau Week. We're looking forward to it. We're going to be actually in Wishick a week from today with the Farm Bureau folks, so can't get to Wishick enough. We're there for sauerkraut days, and now we're going back, so it should be great. All right, well, good to talk to you. You take care.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Carrie Moore, District 4 Rep, North Dakota Farm Bureau. Back to your calls here in a second on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, Scott Hinn here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get 3 nights in a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatment Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, full-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code SCOTT. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code SCOTT. 3 nights in a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code SCOTT.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House. The gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your rim is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What is on your mind? We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. NDFE.org is their website and membership. Click that link and you're going to find all kinds of great ways to save money. Who doesn't like to save money? It's your hard-earned money after all, and making it stretch gets harder every single day. So check that out at NDFB.org. And I just learned that we're not going to wish it to, next Tuesday now. I think we were planning on it, then it just didn't work out or whatever. I know this. We'll be broadcasting live on Tuesday for Farm Bureau Week from a location that is a participant in those membership benefits. So stay tuned. Looking forward to that. Talk about some more of that next week, so stay tuned. All right, some calls came in during the break here. Let's get to those at 800-228-0550.
I would like to know what your listeners think about the Democratic Party
putting the American lives on the line by not funding Homeland Security instead of letting illegal immigrants taking American jobs. Thank you.
All right, you asked the question, and we'll go ahead and let them answer here on what's on your mind. What do you think, folks? Thanks for the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Always welcome your Facebook comments, emails to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Todd loves getting your text, although I can never remember his number.
Because I'm already in your phone, right? It's a typical modern-day thing of nobody knows anybody's phone numbers anymore. You need to look up the name. You don't look up a number. 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. And I know there are plenty of people that keep their number in their phone. And that's fine, because I do get texts periodically through the day, which is fine.
The favorites thing is really a curse, is what it is, because I don't, you know, my
mom. Oh, I know, I don't know my own daughter's number. I got to look it up in my phone.
All three of our kids. I couldn't, if I now, right now I had to do it, I couldn't. I couldn't.
I know just, the feeling.
Yeah, I would call my wife. I remember her number. Dear, what's Alex's number?
I don't know that I can tell you my wife's number. I'd have to look that up, too.
My phone broke. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, let's see. Here's another call.
I got a message from a friend of mine regarding the boycotting of Benjamin Netanyahu's speech today. And the quote said, 60 Democrats are boycotting Bibi's speech at 10 a.m. our time. But understandably, it is hard to sit that long when you don't have a backbone.
There's a little humor in that. You get it, Todd? Yeah. That's the funny. Thank you for the call. All right. Let's see. Where are you calling from, Mike?
Yeah, I'm calling from Perm. And, Scott, I wanted to thank you for turning me on to My Pillow. Boy, I wish I'd had one like this. I was driving a city bus. I had a dollar for every time I woke up with a stiff neck. I wish I'd had this pillow then. I just wanted to say thank you very much. You really made my life a lot better.
God bless you, Mike. So you heard us talking about the pillow and said, all right, I'll give it a try, and ordered it up and have been a satisfied customer, it sounds like.
Absolutely. I tell you, those of you who haven't done it yet, I challenge you. You ain't tried it, don't knock it.
No, I'm with you. And I'm telling you what, there's not many products that I can say I've used in my 50 years on this planet where I go, oh, I'm lost without it. And that is one. I am just amazed at how, because I'm the same way. I was a tosser, a turner, up and down, and it's hot and moving, and you know, and this thing is great. And I had many knots in my neck too, so I'm totally with you, Mike. Yeah,
If you really want to find out what it's like, take a Fargo City bus, a crosstown bus sometime, and watch that driver. See how many times he moves his head, and the stress he goes through, the red light runners, the crabby passengers. By the time you do an 8-hour shift on that, you're so stressed out, you really need to relax. And this pillow does it for you. You can't do better.
Fantastic. Well, if you want to join Mike and Todd and I and have the best night's sleep on the planet Earth, then you need to call this telephone number, 800-506-9028. That's the special number for our listeners, 800-506-9028, or go to mypillow.com. Use the promo code Scott. You'll get the 50% off deal, the two-for-one deal on the original classic pillow. So it is it's a great deal. You know what they say, Mike? The most important thing to your health is sleep. And now you're telling me the most important thing to your sleep is your pillow, My Pillow.
Absolutely. I tell you, I'll take it with me when I go on vacation. I double dare somebody to try and take it away from me. I just look and say, hey, that's My Pillow. Go get your own.
There you go. Exactly right.
Love it.
And before I leave, I just want to say, God bless you, Prime Minister Netanyahu. You're telling the truth. It's a shame that there are those out there who wouldn't recognize the truth if it stepped up and slapped them in the face. And that goes for you, Al Franken. So there you are.
Can you believe?
He's trying to tell us something.
he's not going. I can't even believe it. I mean, look, you don't have to agree with everything he says. You don't have to agree how he's there. I mean, to not go is just a snub of a good ally in the middle of a hotbed. It's a bad deal. Mike, good to hear from you. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Mike in Perm loves that pillow, Todd. How about that? Gotta love it.
I do love it. And he's right about bus drivers. Watch those guys. They squirm. And that's why.
Yeah. You need to get them all MyPillow. 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Remember it. All right. Trooper Talk when we come back. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.